I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins. No.
Darkness descends over Salt Lake City. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report, the start of a three-day weather event. Two storms are on the way. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the Cottonwood Canyons will get the brunt of it tonight, but that changes tomorrow.
Valley rain and mountain snow throughout most of the day on Thursday. We get a little break Friday morning, and then midday Friday into Friday night, the valley rain will start again, change over to snow, and snow Friday night into Saturday morning. So the mountains across northern central Utah, Jeff, it's all snow, and we're talking 1 to 2 feet in the northern mountains. Cottonwood Canyons, they could be pushing 30 inches by the time it's all said and done. But the valley's totally different. Valley rain tomorrow. It looks to transition over to snow Friday afternoon and evening during the commute, and then snow overnight Friday into early Saturday. Northern valleys ought to see 1 to 3 inches, with the northern benches picking up anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow.
This storm is expected to drop enough water to ease drought conditions in some parts of Utah. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live from the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Kelly, what's this mean for the upcoming water year?
Well, Jeff, more parts of Utah could get out of a drought, as you mentioned, because the storm hitting tomorrow morning is projected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow, actually, in some of our mountains. National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says that will add nicely to all the snow we got from the last storm.
That has really taken our snowpack from basically zero up to anywhere from 100 to 120%. And southern Utah even did better. They're up around 150%.
And the Weather Service is optimistic that Utah could have a very good water year in 2020 because we've gotten off to such a great start. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Back to the frozen water, Kevin Eubank says the Friday evening commute should be slushy. The real snow starts falling Friday night after the commute. KSL News Time 502. He's been a guest at the Utah County Jail 37 times. Now he's escaped. Who is this guy, Todd?
Jeff, he's 49-year-old Boyd Paul Anderson. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says he cut off his ankle monitor. He was in the GPS monitoring program for a DUI and a drug-selling conviction. His rap sheet, long. 9 DUIs, impersonating an officer, domestic violence, and more. Anderson is 6'2", 190, with blue eyes, gray hair, but lately he's been shaving it bald. Police think he may be driving a blue 2009 Chevy pickup with an 8-inch lift. If you see him, call them. We've got an address for both the New Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints temples in Taylorsville and Orem. The Taylorsville one, it's just off I-215 at 27th West and 47th South. Here's Taylorsville Mayor Christy Overson.
We know when the church builds an edifice, it enhances the community. So we're very excited to have it invigorate the rest of the area.
That temple's going to be 3 stories and 70,000 square feet. And Orem's will be near 14th South Geneva Road, which is west of I-15. Orem Mayor Richard Brunt says the temple district includes Vineyard and Linden, too.
Within the city of Orem, we have a very large population of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So this will be a great thing for our residents to use the temple to do temple work and to be married in and sealed in.
He says he's seen drawings of the temple and that it's going to be beautiful and also 3 stories tall. There's all kinds of reality TV going on tonight. Survivor competing with impeachment hearings on the East Coast. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the impeachment hearings are getting underway in prime time as we speak.
Show clearly that the president committed these acts.
You were listening to opening statements of the House Judiciary Committee as it begins debating the articles of impeachment against the president. Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's keeping an open mind until the case reaches the Senate.
I support giving both the prosecution and the defense relatively unfettered discretion to present their cases.
Debate could continue until midnight Eastern time, and then it is expected to continue tomorrow as well. The United Nations Security Council has met for the second time in a week to discuss North Korea's recent ballistic missile activity. The regime has carried out over a dozen ballistic missile tests since May. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft calls on the council to do something before all hope is lost.
This Security Council must all prepare to act accordingly.
The most recent test was Sunday. A warning today from the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley, says ISIS will return to Syria if the U.S. military completely pulls out of the country.
It'll probably take maybe 6 to 12 months, but ISIS would reemerge if the United States went to zero.
Milley testifying at a House Armed Services Committee meeting. And investigators in New Jersey City call yesterday's deadly shooting at a kosher deli a targeted crime. New Jersey's attorney general isn't ready to declare a motive.
We're not in a position at this time to say definitively why the suspects decided to stop in front of the supermarket and begin firing immediately.
Six people died in that shootout. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 prior to 4500 South. It's been in the right lane. It is just part of the slowing that you're going to have from 1300 South through Midvale. Also, an accident reported in West Valley, 4700 South, about 2700 West. That's actually on the Taylorsville line. Also, some slowdowns waiting for you eastbound I-80 from Bangor to I-215. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. Back to Todd Fuchs.
The president beating everyone in a new poll in Iowa. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk. So we're a year out. How much stock do we put in this poll, Lindsay?
Well, Todd, this is according to a new Emerson College poll. December polls don't get a lot of stock, but Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson says it could signal trouble for Democrats if these numbers are because of impeachment.
If it shows that people are getting exhausted by what the Democrats are doing in terms of impeachment, and that it might start impacting the 2020 vote, that's when it becomes a real political calculation for the Democrats.
The poll shows opposition to impeachment is up slightly in Iowa since October. The poll also has the president leading the latest frontrunner, Joe Biden, in Iowa by 4 points. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
We've got a silver alert. An 83-year-old man from South Jordan with Alzheimer's is missing. Gerald Joseph Vincent was last seen last night near 4099 West, 9880 South. Vincent is 5'7", 145 pounds, white hair and blue eyes. They think he left in a 2003 GMC Safari with Utah plates. Call South Jordan Police if you have any information. As UHP kicks off its holiday DUI enforcement this weekend, a woman says being arrested for DUI in the winter years ago may have saved her life. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. Paul, what more is this woman saying?
Well, she says this was the wake-up call that she needed to save her life. Heidi Staska says that she could not remember being arrested back in 2016, but she can remember waking up in a panic in the drunk tank, not knowing where her son was.
It's terrifying. It is so terrifying to think that I thought I was okay. And I've done this time and time before. There was more times than not that I drove over the past 10 years completely drunk than sober.
She says she was so drunk she couldn't remember that the trooper who took her to jail was actually an old friend from high school. However, she has been sober since that arrest, saying that the arrest was rock bottom. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year is Greta Thunberg. The 16-year-old climate activist is the youngest ever to be Person of the Year. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., disagrees with the naming. Trump Jr. suggested the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong should have been given the title. Time leaves out the protesters fighting for their lives to push a teen being used as a marketing gimmick, Don Jr. tweeted. How dare you? KSL News Time is 5:08, and it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
This is the new Prime Minister of Finland, approaching the podium moments after winning election. You notice no screaming or cheering, no balloons, just a sober woman with a slight smile giving a one-minute speech. Her name is Sanna Marin. She's 34 years old, youngest prime minister in the world, and four members of her cabinet are even younger than she is. Her campaign platform was simple. She says, I want to build a society in which every child can become anything and in which every human being can live and grow old with dignity. That message resonates in Finland, the happiest country on earth, according to the World Happiness Report. Of course, all that happiness comes at a price. The tax rate in Finland runs from 22 to 51%. It's a lot. But everybody gets free health care, free college, paid parental leave, and 4 to 6 weeks of vacation. Some call this socialism. The Freedom House says Finns enjoy greater political freedom than Americans do. It's easier to escape poverty there. Capitalism is alive and well. Billionaires and corporations flourish. So is there a lesson to learn? Maybe, maybe not. 100 years ago in Finland, a civil war claimed 35,000 lives. From this experience, conservatives learned peace was better for business, better for the country's economy. So together with liberals, they forged this system over the past century, and it works for them. Now it falls to a 34-year-old woman to keep Finland happy.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Southbounders, the usual delays are waiting for you between 2100 and 7200 South. Had a stalled vehicle approaching 45th South and Murray on the right. More heavy and slow traffic approaching and passing 123rd South Draper. Northbound I-15 delays stretch from Bangor Highway to the South Interchange. Slowing I-215 South Belt. Just a little bit on the westbound side. Most of it on the eastbound side. Redwood Road to I-15 and heavy and slow on the 201 tonight westbound. That's from the West Belt out to Magna. Michelle?
Well, and those delays continue. If you're headed on westbound I-80, you're going to see slowdowns as you're approaching SR-36 turnoff. This is going between Lake Point Mills Junction as well. Bangor Highway scattered delays. This is spanning from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line. I-15 into Utah County, that's heavy and slow now at the point of the mountain, seeing it ease by about 2100 north in Lehigh. Steve?
And the West Side Belt, northbound 215, getting busy there from I-80 up to about 3rd North. Looks like we have delays into downtown, northbound I-15 from 21st to 13th South, and from, looks like, 3rd North up to the North Interchange. In Davis County, delays from Shepherd Lane and Kaysville up to the Layton Hills Mall, and northbound 89 bogged down Main Street to 200 North through Fruit Heights, and southbound 89 bit thick there through Uinta. Visit the Piano Gallery in Marie and save hundreds and even thousands during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray at I-15 and 53rd South. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at cloudy, overcast conditions with temperatures in the mid-30s. We're going to stay in the mid-30s for most of the evening, all the way into the 10 and 11 o'clock hour. Looks like during the overnight, our ultimate low should be in the low 30s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
38 in Salt Lake City, it's 35 in Ogden, 38 in Provo, KSL News Time 5:12. And we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a landslide at a construction site in Brazil's capital caused four cars to tumble into a massive sinkhole. You can see the scene right now on the KSL News Radio app. The cars impacted were parked on an adjoining road near the excavation for a planned building. The accident occurred just a few miles from the area's government buildings. Now, a broken water pipe at the job site prompted the landslide, as well as the city has received a lot of rain. Authorities say no people were near the point where the soil gave way. But isn't that a huge sinkhole?
That's a lot of metal gone bye-bye. Thanks, Maria. You can see it on the KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 5:13. Because of its notoriously high cost of living and a housing shortage, a city official in the San Francisco Bay Area wants to use a cruise ship to
to help solve the homelessness problem.
Oakland City Council President Rebecca Kaplan says she's been contacted by cruise ship companies about providing a ship for emergency housing, and that the companies were also reaching out to the Port of Oakland about what options exist to park a ship at the port. She claims this homelessness solution will be low or no cost to the city because residents would pay for rooms based on their income. The city would not buy the cruise ship. Homelessness has spiked in Oakland in the past 2 years, with the number of unsheltered people increasing from 1,900 to more than 3,000 people. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
What's the most popular Christmas movie in Utah? A Christmas Story, number one in the state. The second is Elf, then Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. And a national poll, A Christmas Story is tops as well. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, perhaps this emotional support animal thing is getting a little bit out of hand. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live with a story from Arizona creating some buzz. Nick, what's the proclaimed support animal this time?
Bees, Jeff.
Bees! Bees! Your firearms are useless against them!
Anywho, David Keller of Prescott Valley, Arizona, has successfully registered a swarm of bees as his service pet. Now, he doesn't actually intend to bring the bees with him on a plane or into a grocery store. He actually did this to prove a point. He thinks the process for registering service animals is too easy. So here's what he did. He visited the website usaservicedogregistration.com, and he successfully uploaded a random photo of a beehive, and it was approved.
It was approved. Point well taken. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UHP is dramatically boosting its DUI enforcement this weekend. Some people arrested for DUI are pleading with others to plan a ride home before they go out drinking. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, President Trump signed an executive order that defines Judaism as a race and ethnicity, not just a religion. The order is aimed at addressing anti-Semitism on college campuses. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We do have a crash reported in Bluffdale, Redwood Road at 148 South. Also, slowdowns for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloud cover has arrived with storms on the horizon. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 38 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening now on Capitol Hill, members of the House Judiciary Committee setting in for a primetime session, opening up debate and working toward finalizing articles of impeachment against President Trump. It is the final step before sending it to the full House for a vote. Now, the House Judiciary Committee will begin to mark up articles of impeachment against President Trump. That's a process by which lawmakers will be able to fine-tune and offer amendments to the two articles that they've unveiled. That's abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Judiciary Committee is holding two markup sessions and plans to vote on those finalized articles soon. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today about the report on the origins of the Russia investigation. That report concluded that the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias. But there were mistakes, he says, uncovered on how that probe was conducted.
So many basic and fundamental errors were made by three separate handpicked investigative teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations, after the matter had been briefed to the highest levels within the FBI.
Attorney General William Barr has publicly stated he disagrees with those findings, saying he believes the investigation involving the Trump campaign was based on thin evidence. The attorney for Les Parnas tells ABC News he is, quote, reviewing the filing tonight from the Southern District of New York to revoke bail for his client due to what prosecutors are citing, the possible of making false statements. The Rudy Giuliani associate was arrested on campaign finance violations. New details emerging from the deadly shooting rampage Tuesday at a Jewish market in New Jersey that killed six. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop telling reporters he thinks that attack was a hate crime. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth heated words from Utah Senator Mike Lee today. His remarks coming during a hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee. The topic, the Department of Justice report on the FBI's Russia investigation. He had some things to say about former FBI Director James Comey.
There is no planet on which I think this report indicates that things were okay within the FBI in connection with this investigation. They most certainly were not. And yet, stunningly, former FBI Director Jim Comey took to the pages of the Washington Post to declare that this report, your report, shows that, quote, the FBI fulfilled its mission protecting the American people and upholding the U.S. Constitution. I don't understand that. I find it absolutely stunning that he would reach that conclusion. This is nonsense.
And he didn't stop there.
This is the failure that Jim Comey astoundingly, stunningly, irresponsibly considers a fulfilled mission, a mission that includes, among other things, protecting the constitutional rights of the American people? I think not. This is what the former head of the FBI considers protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution. I just can't understand it. It's simply not good enough. It may be good enough for Mr. Comey. It's not good enough for the American people.
Yikes. He calls the conduct of the agents who investigated the Trump campaign negligent and reckless. Senator Lee says every American should be terrified by the report. KSL News Time 519. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Getting you home, here's Ricky Meese.
Delays, this is westbound SR-201, essentially between I-15 and Magna. You may get a small break here or there, but nothing significant. Southbound I-215 slowing from I-80 to 3500 South, and then more as you continue on the South Belt, Redwood Road to I-15. Southbound I-15 delays stretch from 1300 South through Midvale and pick up again as you're approaching 114th South. Northbound I-15 delays Draper to Midvale and the slowing westbound I-215 South Belt Highland to Murray. Michelle?
Well, Bangor Highway still has scattered delays. This is going to go in spots from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line. Still looking at busy traffic as you're going over the point of the mountains. So southbound I-15 making your way toward SR-92 Temp Highway. SR-92 Temp Highway itself also busy as you're headed westbound toward I-15. Steve-O?
And slow downs on southbound Foothill Drive between Wakara Way and 21st South. If you're on the west side belt, it's busy right there at the I-80 ramps to head north. Scattered slowdowns northbound I-15 from 21st South up to the north interchange. Then it clears out, but expect more brake lights in Davis County, Laguna to Layton. Northbound 89 bogged down through Fruit Heights, Main to 200 North, and a bit slow coming down the hill there through Uinta on southbound Highway 89. Your guests will notice and your toes will thank you. Call Zero Res for a carpet cleaning. Get $33 per room, and your fourth room is free. December only. Happy holidays. From Zero Res, Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, your 7-day forecast. And here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Lots of clouds today, and a storm system is moving in. During the day Thursday, valley rain and mountain snow, and then another round of rain and snow on Friday. But by Friday night, the colder air will move in, and that's going to change the valley rain over to valley snow, and that snow continues into the day on Saturday. The mountains have really 3 to 4 days of good snowfall. Totals there will be 1 to 2 feet of snow, possibly a little higher up in the Cottonwoods, while in the valleys, it'll be primarily rain to start, and then a couple of inches of snow Friday night into Saturday. Next week's colder, highs in the 30s, lows in the teens. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
38 degrees with broken clouds in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time 522.